Hello guys, and welcome back to Bingeable. So this is the podcast where we talk about our favorite shows, our least favorite shows, shows we love, shows we hated, shows we laughed at, shows we cried at. And today we are talking about a show that stars none other than Queen Kate Winslet. So I think that you can guess it is Mare of Easttown.
Wow, it feels good to be back.
It feels good to be back. It's been a long time. We are so sorry. We've missed you so much. Where have we been?
We took a little spring break.
Yes.
And now it's actually almost our 1 year anniversary. So I feel like it's prime time for us to get back into it.
Get back on the saddle. Well, I think too, like most shows also took a spring break. Like we had to wait for a show we wanted to talk about to come out. We're not just like here picking.
We won't do anything.
Yeah, we won't do any. I mean, we've done some doozies, but we won't do anything. And we've been dying for this show.
Dying for this show. And especially because a lot of the shows we've recently done have been a little bit older, so we've been able to binge them. But with this, it was a weekly situation for 7 weeks. So we've been watching for 7 weeks, gearing up to do this episode, but we had to wait until it was over. And I feel like, I mean, it's been over, by the time this comes out, it probably the finale will have been like 2 weeks ago. But I still feel like everybody is hearing about it and continuing to watch it.
Oh, my boyfriend just started it last night. He like has, I feel like because the hype just like had continued. And after the finale, like it was all over social media. And so people got like more intrigued by it.
Right. That's true. Because I feel like if you just see the billboards or you just watch the trailer, it's not totally clear what the show is. So people maybe just like it took them a little bit of time to get into it.
And people are spoiled. I love a show that comes out weekly. You know, I still watch Grey's Anatomy. I thrive
really
off of
holding
that.
Strong.
Really holding strong. But a lot of people nowadays are so used to being able to binge something, and it's like not, they need to wait for it to finish to just do it all in one foul swoop.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like this was a good example of a show that was really fun to watch week by week because it's a crime show where you're trying to figure out who committed the crime. So every week in between episodes, you're thinking about it and you're talking about it and the hype and the build up to the next one. Like, I feel like that was a really smart call to release it weekly.
Completely. And I just also just having Kate Winslet in a TV show was so fun. So where do we begin?
First of all, I feel like we have to just acknowledge the accent, because I'm obsessed with it. It's so weird and strange, and I've never heard anything like it, and I feel like this accent has, like, taken the world by storm.
Well, people are, yeah, everyone is talking about, you know, you are very into accents, and you're very good at dissecting them. I literally do not hear accents. I saw all these memes and I was like, are they watching the same show as me? Like, what? I didn't notice a thing when I was watching it. And then everyone has been talking about it. And I'm just like, do I not hear like dialect? I'm so confused.
There's actually a YouTube video of Bradley Cooper, who's from there, doing the accent, and he's just reciting a hoagie commercial, and it's so funny, and I'm just like, what a weird, it's just strange accent, and I just love that Kate just fully leaned in and was like, we're doing it.
Fully did it. I also, like, maybe it's because I lived next door to Pennsylvania my whole life that I heard this accent and I just now think it's, like, normal speak, which honestly scares the crap out of me. I mean, you guys hear my voice, so I'm not one to talk.
Kate Winslet is truly transformational.
Transformative.
She can do anything.
Anything. And she gets down and dirty. And I was reading this article about how she wanted to show, like, every angle of her body and she wanted to show herself as, like, an aging woman in her late 40s and just like lean into this character as you would be in this small town in Pennsylvania as a detective. Vapes all the time. Does not need to be prim or proper or
no, they really grunged her up. Yeah.
I love it.
Although I will say she cleaned up quite well for her dates with Richard, who, by the way, is one of the plot lines that, there were a few weird, strange plot lines to me. I think the show is amazing and we can talk about all the great things about it. But one thing that I did find strange is I was just like, why is Richard here? Why do we care about him? I was like, he's a red herring. Well, you put me onto this because you were like, he did it. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, he did it. And well, for like a week, we were like, it's Richard.
Well, because it was Guy Pearce, who is a very big name. And I just like, they wouldn't have just thrown Guy Pearce in here for no reason. Like, I feel like I always pay attention to, like, how famous the actor or actress is. And, like, that leads me to believe, like, how crucial their character will be to the plot. Mm-hmm. And this was just, I mean, maybe Guy Pearce and Kate Winslet are good friends. And he decided to play this role.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, there were, I think they were just trying to have a lot of detail and layers about, mm-hmm. like, a small town life. And I guess you can sort of justify his presence by thinking, you know, this is somebody who could be in town for a little while and they have this kind of affair, but it's obviously not going to last and they're too different and she's not going to move. But it's just kind of one of those
things. And it does reopen her heart a little bit. I'm still holding on hope that, like, something he becomes the murderer somehow. I just refuse to believe I was wrong.
The only other B plot that I was, well, there were a few B plots that I was like, we just don't need all of this, was like Siobhan and her girlfriend and her ex-girlfriend and her new girlfriend, and when the girlfriend like hit Jean Smart with the door and she went to the hospital. I was like, what? This is like a sitcom. All of a sudden there's physical comedy? Like, what is this?
I also was just like, I don't know why I assumed, I am very morbid, I guess, and I feel like we just really watched some dark shows, and I just assumed that that like push that hit Jean Smart in the head would eventually like end with her character dying or something somehow. Like, mm-hmm. I got so nervous because she went to the hospital. It was a whole thing.
Right. It was like, we just forgot about it. Story. It was so strange. But aside from that, I mean, I absolutely adored Jean Smart. And talk about having a moment over the last few years. She is everywhere.
And she absolutely kills me. She was so funny in this show. And her and Kate Winslet's chemistry with one another. When you found out that she was having an affair with Mr. Carroll, I loved their entire relationship.
I felt like the tone would kind of change from episode to episode, and even within the episodes, like, sometimes we felt like we were watching this very gritty true crime, and then it's, like, family drama, and then it's kind of a comedy, and, you know, and I feel like that's sort of representative of, you know, the complexity and all the different layers that come with living in a small town and living with your family and friends and people you've known forever. And yes, there's really like tragic moments and, you know, the opioid crisis and all of these terrible things. And then at the same time, these are relationships you've had with people your entire life. So there's history there and there's comedy there. And I feel like the show did a good job at like painting that town in a very layered way.
Oh, especially, I was actually just watching the first and second episode, rewatching them last night, and just that scene where when Brianna, they bring her in for assaulting Aaron, and then her parents, like, are freaking out, and her dad is stalking Mare, and there's that whole, like, confrontation out front of Mare's house, and at the end, it's just, like, Brianna's mom hysterically crying, like, apologizing for her husband. And then Jean Smart's character is just like, all right, just come inside for some tea. Like, just come on in.
Yeah.
And it's just so telling of, like, the entire dynamic of the town. They've known all these people since they were born, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved that moment. That was one of my favorite moments of the whole show, I think. Because you're right, it really does, like, encapsulate everything. There were times when I was genuinely scared, like, kind of freaked out. I mean, I don't love true crime. When they found Aaron McMenamin's body, I was freaked out.
That was a very eerie image. I mean, that was just her naked on the rock was a very disturbing image. And I have been watching, I feel like I've told you guys this before, that sometimes I like to watch my shows at like 6 a.m. before the day begins. That's my TV binging time. Because I'm a sociopath. And I couldn't watch this show right before I fell asleep because it was on late at night. Like, I would typically watch it alone, so I had to watch it in the morning. How women were treated in it like, really, that really ticks me out. Like, scares me.
Yeah. And it's just, there was so much just darkness in it, in a really kind of, I don't want to say subtle, because it was not subtle at all, but just in a way that within the world, it was sort of normal that you would have women who were prostitutes and, like, going to truck stops and people that were on, you know, addicted to opiates. And it was so normal to them, which made it that much more scary and powerful, I think.
Yeah.
So aside from Richard, as you watched, did you have any running theories? Like, what did you think about the deacon when he was sort of seen as the prime suspect?
I mean, the Catholic Church just always, I always assume the worst. But I have to say, I loved her cousin. He, like, makes fun of her in the first episode. I forget what he says. And he just, like, had me.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, I love that also, like, of course that's her cousin, you know?
Exactly. The deacon story ended up, I never assumed it was him, only because I feel like they painted that picture too early on. But I was genuinely surprised about how sorry I felt for him at the end and, like, how devastating that was.
I know he said he'd been away for 9 months or something, but I'm like, you did still get, you know, reassigned because of your relationship.
Yeah, wait, we still have questions. Like, I mean,
he's not totally off the hook.
The cat.
We just kind of were like, oh, yay, he's back.
Congratulations for not murdering a young woman, but what right. have you done?
Correct.
And the entire town went to the service. So
yeah. Oh,
clearly,
yeah.
Everyone had just moved right along.
I also thought Dylan was a red herring because if it was him, I don't think he would have been able to get away with it. Like, I do think he was a shitty guy, obviously. But I was like, again, it's too easy because he's too easy of a choice. But I did love that the scene where he, after he finds out that DJ is not his baby, but then he's crying and in the hospital and you think he's going over to strangle the baby, but he picks him up and starts rocking him. And I did think that was a nice moment.
It was a nice moment. And his parents, you just felt so badly for, and at the end when he brings the money for the ear surgery, his character, I was so conflicted by it the whole time. I love that actor. He randomly starred in that show, The Society, on Netflix, which I watched. It was only one season. It was supposed to have a second, but because of COVID, the second season was canceled. He plays, like, the most loving, endearing character. Like, you know when there's that one character that they aren't expecting to be the heartthrob, but, like, that's the one that has, like, mm-hmm. all the fan attention? Mm-hmm. That was him in The Society, and I loved him.
So he's got some range.
He's got some range. No, he just played, like, the biggest sweetheart. So watching him in this, I was seriously disturbed as it started. But then I, like, saw that sweetheart side of him come out again. So I was so pleased. But there's no excuse for him watching Brianna beat up Aaron. No excuse.
That was bad. That was bad.
Did think it was Billy, the other brother.
Yes, they're talking about Aaron. He has a weird reaction, and you're like, oh, what was that about?
But, nope, wrong again.
Wrong again. And I did buy that it was actually the other brother, like, when we thought it was John. Like, it makes sense. You'd be like, well, John has a family and, like, a whole life, and he has more to lose, whereas, like, Billy's alcoholic. So you could be like, oh, yeah, I can sort of see how this family would take one for the team in that way.
I am confused. I do. Maybe it's because I'm an only child. I was like, how is Billy just, like, fully fine to go down for this? So then we find out that it is John's and Lori's son, because he finds out that John is having an affair with his niece, which I feel like we really just kind of went right over the fact that they were family members.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't really like a big talking point, like that it started at a family reunion.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about another episode where there was like a lot of incest going on. And you were like, I feel like incest is like a hot thing on TV right now.
It is a hot thing on TV right now.
I don't remember what episode that was, but you definitely have said that before.
I mean, we will go back, but I'm not kidding. I always talk about this. It's like such a thing on Elite, and it's like barely like frowned upon. Like you like feel so bad for both. It's a thing on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look at what other episodes we did. And my biggest excitement about this was that the reason why we found out it was him was because it was the camera that the Carols installed in the first episode when they thought they had a peeping Tom that, like, right. annoyed Mare so much. I loved right. that it, like, came all the way back to that.
I did like that it came back to that, but I will say I didn't love that whole reveal because I was like, I barely know this person. Like, I don't feel like I care about him one way or the other. Whereas when I thought it was John, when I thought it was Billy, when I thought it was even yeah. when I thought it was like the deacon or whatever, I was like, these are people that I know, so I have an investment in it. This, and I don't want to compare it to The Undoing because God knows this show is 1,000 times better and I really think it's a great show and I loved it, but it sort of felt like just a twist for a twist. I mean, it, you, there's an argument for it that I totally see. It just didn't, I was way more impacted when I thought it was one of the uncles.
See, Lucy and I very rarely disagree. We are disagreeing on this.
We are.
I was fully invested in this twist. It was absolutely devastating when Ryan runs and hugs. I think it's because I loved Lori so much. Ryan runs and hugs Lori and is like, Mare knows. Oh my God. And then Lori's breakdown in the car. I also just
that
think
was,
like,
she was great in that scene.
The parallels between like Mare going through everything she did with her son and then Lori going through all this with Ryan now. And also that's just true. Like all of it because of John's infidelity, which was so such a mini thing and then
compared
just
to,
blew up.
I do think that it was powerful to see the two of them come back together.
When Lori was like, I was going to take that to the grave. I was totally fine to take it to the grave. Mm-hmm. I feel like she probably was so over John at that point that she was like, yeah, obviously go to jail. Get the hell out of my
right.
face.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so this is a question I have been thinking about that I still can't decide how I feel about. Were you upset that
Katie Bailey
was a completely different, like, was not tied to the Aaron situation at all? Or did you like that it was two separate cases?
I liked that it was two separate cases. I always thought it was two separate cases. I never felt like they were really connected. And I obviously, like, one of the best episodes is episode 5 when...
Yeah.
Zabel, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And literally the kiss of death between them. I was like, oh, this is something bad's gonna happen. And yeah. lo and behold. But I loved that whole episode and the whole ending scene where they figure it out and then they see the cigarettes. And like that tension was so well done. And I just have this image in my head that was so powerful when Katie hears talking and she's like, he didn't lock us in. That means he didn't know they were coming. And yeah. she drops the cards and the way they fall out of her hand. I don't know why. I loved that shot. But I did think it was kind of the last episode. I thought a lot of it was sort of cheesy and I'm like, oh, she gets Freddie's house and like her mom is, you know, gonna be okay. And
oh my God, I didn't even
like
realize
wrapping...
it was Freddie's house.
Yeah, it was just kind of wrapping a bow that was sort of
yeah.
I was like, is this an after school special?
It
like...
was a happier ending after, I mean, like with the wedding and everything, like it was a much happier ending than I would have imagined for this show.
Mm-hmm. Although I guess all of that happened when we still thought it was John.
True.
Right? And then the twist comes. Because I remember being like, okay, there's 40 minutes left in this episode. This is not...
Something's
going to go down. Like, this yeah. cannot be the end of the story.
R.I.P. though to Zabel. We need to go back to him. I love Evan Peters so much.
I didn't even recognize him.
It was shocking because I know him from American Horror Story. He plays, like, the most horrifying characters. They're all pretty much crazy or weirdos. And so mm-hmm. seeing him in this light, I was like, oh my God, Evan Peters is hot. And he was a very endearing character. Like, he was charming and cute. And
mm-hmm.
I was
oh, how good was it when his mom slapped Mare?
Oh my God. I mean, needed to. Somebody needed to slap Mare at some point. I loved her character, but I mean,
She made some mistakes.
She really.
How about when she planted the cocaine in
this
Drew's
is a,
mom?
Yeah.
Ugh,
what on earth did she think was going to happen?
Yeah, that was not her best moment. Even though, again, I thought the end, it was like a little bit cheesy with a therapist. But I did think it was important to see Mare start to work through that trauma and that grief.
And start to become friends with Faye a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They did such a good job of just really inserting us into the town.
I think this was a great show to really just...
get us back into it.
Get us back into it, yeah. And now, speaking of Jean Smart, you must watch Hacks.
I will watch it.
So up your alley, I can't even tell you. Her wardrobe is insane. It's so funny. I cannot wait. And it's such a quick, easy watch. We definitely have to do it for the next episode.
Okay, fine. I'm sold. I'll watch it.
What have you been watching? That's clearly what I've been watching, but what have you been watching?
I've been watching The Bold Type. I love it. Don't judge me. It's a freeform show. You know how I need a good freeform show at all times. I am rewatching Elite because the next season is about to come out. I was just on vacation, so I need to get back into my TV, all of my shows.
Well, anyway, this has been so lovely. I'm so glad to be doing this again.
It's so nice catching up with you.
It's the best.
Well, we'll see you back in hopefully another week.